Ken Meter is the president of the Minneapolis-based Crossroads Resource Center and has studied 45 food economy regions in 20 states. Meter recently studied southwest Wisconsin's four-county region of Monroe, Crawford, Richland, and Vernon counties.
On average, the farmers in this region produce $404 million of commodities each year, but it costs them $434 million a year to produce them. An average loss of $31 million each year fleeing this four-county area as farmers work so efficiently producing very high-quality commodities.
Meter says the emphasis on more efficient operations is playing out the same way across the country. Farmers are doing worse and worse, even with government subsidies. He says essentially farm families survive by taking an off-the-farm job to support their habit of farming. Meter says the combination of farm losses, inputs bought elsewhere, and consumer spending leaving the region add up.
$374 million a year leaving this four-county area. 92% of the value of all food products now being produced by all the farmers in your region each year. 92%. It's really a tremendous flow of money away.
Meter says that points to the good news. If everyone in the four-county area bought 25% of their food from local farms, it would amount to $33 million a year, enough to offset the current losses. Meter says considering this and the state of the overall economy, local food networks may be the solution.
I just don't see anything that's going to be so rich because food is the number two household expense in every household in the country. We're all eating daily if we can. And we connect so vividly around food that if we can't build those connections around food, we're not going to build them around a high-tech factory or around a housing development.
Meter says it's a choice of paying cash for commodities or investing in communities. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Radio Network.